Welcome to Live from FM 91, conversation and performance with some of the area's finest musicians and visiting guest artists. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell, and we have some young up-and-coming musicians today, all of them from Bowling Green State University, and all of them winners in the Douglas Wayland Chamber Music Competition. Now, Doug Wayland was a faculty member at BGSU, and here to tell us about the competition is Hannah Levison, who is a viola professor at BGSU and the organizer of the Wayland Chamber Music Competition this year. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us today.
So what can you tell us about this competition?
This is the 16th year this competition has been happening at BGSU. It started in 2007. It's a fantastic opportunity for our students to showcase the work they've been putting into their chamber ensembles all year. And we have four outside judges who come and provide really valuable feedback to all of the groups. The competition was on March 29th, and we had 13 groups participating, eight wow. undergrad groups and five graduate groups.
Yeah.
And so the judges selected a first place and a second place from each category, and actually an honorable mention this year for the undergraduate division because they were so impressed.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear the winners of the graduate division now, and I have four gentlemen at the microphone in front of me, all of them from a sax quartet. I mean, you must have a name for the quartet, right?
That's right. We're the Big Sioux.
The Big Sioux. Is Sioux spelled like S-U-E?
It's actually just S-U.
Okay. So you gentlemen are here with the music of William Albright, which is a little different, but it makes sense that it is for saxophone because it's such an expressive instrument. Maybe go around and tell us your name and what kind of sax you play, because they come in different flavors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start with you.
So my name is Garrett Evans, and I'm the soprano saxophone player.
And?
My name is Jake Loitz. I'm the alto saxophone player.
My name is Sam Valancy, and I am the baritone saxophone player.
My name is Adam Hanna, and I'm the tenor saxophone player.
Wow, I won't be expected to remember that later, but it's a good start. So tell us about this piece and about your extended techniques that you're using.
So the Fantasy Etudes are a collection of six etudes and a prelude, and each etude is meant to evoke something different. So the first one we play, titled A Real Nice Number, is kind of a tribute to Debussy, and we use a lot of different kinds of non-standard pitches, so we're using some like microtones, notes that are in between the notes you might find on the piano. Throughout the etudes, he has us close off the bells of our saxophone at certain points to achieve pitches that are lower than the saxophone is usually capable of doing. So there's a little bit of that in that first etude.
It's very expressive. I mean, the saxophone, a lot of people think of it as not an expressive instrument. They think of it in terms of jazz or whatever, but they don't hear the kind of music that you guys are going to be playing today. You're almost like rock stars up there, you know, when you perform this work. You're kind of moving a little bit, and I understand there's a choreographic element to this. Who wants to tell me about that?
Upon memorizing the piece and achieving that sort of level of understanding of the music, we decided to challenge ourselves to go beyond to kind of emulate what the music calls for in our body movements as well. And so, like in the Phantom Gallop, the second movement that we performed today, there's a parlando section that's supposed to be very kind of
sing-songy speech.
Speech-esque. And so we kind of sort of bring out that conversational aspect in the way that we move together, as well in harmonium, which is the third movement that we performed today. There's many soloistic moments, and so kind of to come out of the texture, both in our positioning and the way that we're playing as well.
Fantasy Etudes for Sax Quartet here on Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
Music of William Albright. We heard four of the six etudes, fantasy etudes by Albright, performed by the Big Sioux. That is the name of the saxophone quartet that performed that work. Also, they were the winners of the graduate division in the Wayland Chamber Competition. I'm joined now by the three members of the piano quartet. They're going to do something completely different for us. And this is music of Antonín Dvořák. And Hannah is back at the microphone with me. Hannah, how do these groups come together? How do they form? Do they form just for the competition, or are they pre-existing, or how does that work?
So it depends. There are some, actually, this piano trio is all first-year students. So I'm not sure, actually, if you guys knew each other before and decided on this group. But we often have groups of, once students have been here, the pleasure of chamber music is playing with your friends. So they often find their own groups, people they want to play with, and then they find somebody to coach them. Sometimes there are students who don't have groups, and so we put them together to help introduce them to other musicians. But often the groups that are entering the competition have been working together for at least since the beginning of the academic year. Sometimes more years.
Does this group, this trio, have a name collectively? What is your name?
We're the Visehrad trio.
I'm sorry, what? Say it again.
Visehrad. It's the castle where Dvořák is buried.
Oh, Visehrad. Yeah. Okay, it's all coming back to me now. So you guys are playing the Dumky Trio, and I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about this piece. You're not playing the whole thing, I take it.
No, we're not.
Okay, so what are we going to hear?
So we're playing the fourth and the sixth movement. The fourth movement is Andante, and the sixth movement is Lento Maestoso.
Do you know anything about the trio that we should share with our listeners?
We do. So Dvořák wrote this trio. He had just accepted a position to work in the United States.
Yeah.
He's from Prague, Czechia. And he wasn't sure if he was ever going to return back. So as a farewell, he wrote these six dumka, which are dances. And he did this massive tour around the Czech Republic, went to all the major cities, venues, and performed all these pieces himself.
Yeah. He played the piano, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Before we listen to Dvořák, let's go around and say your names and what you play again. So you are?
I'm Lexi Jones, and I play violin.
Okay. And you are?
I'm Jackson Cook. I play the cello.
And?
I'm James Moore, and I play the piano.
Okay. This is music of Antonín Dvořák, two movements from the Dumky Trio, piano trio, here on FM 91.
Thank you.
Two of the movements from the Dumky Trio, that's music of Antonin Dvorak, performed here by the second place undergraduate winners of the Wayland Chamber Music Competition. I want to thank each of you for coming in today. Also, a big thanks to Hannah Levison, who is the organizer of the event. Did you prep any of the people? Did you work with them?
No, I was not actually coaching any of the groups.
You didn't do any coaching
this year, yeah. Okay. Other groups, but they didn't enter.
But you're not a judge, so it doesn't
matter.
I'm
not a judge, yeah. Impartial.
So before we go, usually when people come in, they have, you know, concerts or things they want to talk about. Is that the case with any of the winners of these competitions?
Yes. A big appeal of this competition is not only do these students get a cash prize, but they also get a lot of off-campus performance opportunities. There was a winner's concert immediately following the competition. They got to come here today. And some of the groups will be performing on April 11th in Bowling Green at the Brown Bag Music Recital Series at Simpson Garden Park, which is a 12:15 lunch concert. And also on April 27th at 3 p.m., there will be a concert of the winning groups at the Toledo Museum of Art.
Well, that's wonderful that we could be a part of bringing, you know, these musicians to the public, as it were. Hannah, thank you so much, and thanks to both of the groups that came in and played for us today.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Live from FM 91. The broadcast engineer for our program was Logan Cooney, with special thanks to Chris Pfeiffer. I'm your host and producer, Brad Cresswell. Thank you for joining us today here on your public radio station, FM 91.